Art, there was no indication this was going to be such a crazy game. The White Sox had lost 8 straight games, and the M's were going for a sweep of the series.
It seemed like a relatively easy win for the Mariners, because on the mound was Hisashi Iwakuma, who I think might be the best pitcher in the American League right now. And he certainly proved it Wednesday. 8 innings of shutout ball, gave up only 3 hits, no walks. He was brilliant. The offense for the Mariners, however, was not. Double plays, runners thrown out on the bases, squandered opportunities everywhere. So I'm watching this game 0-0 through 8, through 9, through 10. There is a tension building, because each successive inning gets more curious all the time, because as 20,000 people who started the game there dwindled to 15 and then 10 and then 5,000, people get discouraged thinking this is never going to end and I've got better things to do. But I was among the few hundred that hung around to see the drama that unfolded.
And it unfolded in the 14th inning.
Right. It was 0-0 into the 14th inning. It tied the record for the longest scoreless game the Mariners had had after 13 innings. And then in the 14th inning, the White Sox explode for 5 runs against the weakest 2 players in the Mariners' bullpen. So 5-0, and people are just going out of there. There's more seagulls now in the stadium than there are
They're going through the peanuts.
Yeah, you know, and the writers are throwing their hands up in the air. And so the Mariners manage to scratch in 1 run, and then Kyle Seager steps to the plate with the bases loaded, 2 outs, and he goes to 0-2 in the count. So the Mariners are down to their last strike in a 5-0 game. And then Seager fouls a ball off his big toe, and he comes out of the batter's box hopping on 1 foot. He really hurt himself on that. But he manages to step gingerly back into the box and sets up and takes a pitch, and then gets a slider and hits it 400 feet into right center field for a grand slam home run that ties the game at 5. And never in Major League Baseball history has such a feat occurred. And that's saying something, because baseball keeps a lot of records for over a century, and no one has ever seen a grand slam tie a game so late. And on top of it, the teams together scoring 10 runs in 1 inning after being scoreless.
Yeah.
That's never happened in Major League Baseball history. So it was just drop-dead astonishing what happened in that 14th inning.
But yet in the end, the Mariners lose the game.
As majestic as was Seager's hit, as brilliant as Iwakuma was, the Mariners lost another close game as the White Sox scored 2 runs in the 16th inning to win 7-5. And the Mariners had ample opportunities to win this game and be celebratory about being able to do what they did in that 14th inning. And instead, they lost another close game. And that's sort of been the theme of the season, the theme of recent years over the Mariners. They just can't get it done in the end. And that was a pretty brutal takeaway for the few hundred fans and the few media people that stuck it out for all 16 innings.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.